You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clemens, and this is a podcast dedicated to geeking out about pop culture. I cover movies and TV shows and comics every single Wednesday, so make sure that you jump on over to our website at geekthispodcast.com, and do not forget to subscribe. In today's episode, I am changing up the format a little bit, and I'm changing it up in a couple of different ways, starting with the new intro that you just heard. That came from the awesome people over at musicradiocreative.com. I've been wanting to use their services for a while for the podcast, and it was actually a really, really easy experience. And, you know, it's pretty self-guided. You know, you tell them what you want them to say and give them some extra details, like kind of what the music should sound like or whatever. And, you know, they just made it. Just for the little snippet that you just heard, they got it to me in 2 days, which is really quick turnaround. And they did all of that production themselves. I did none of it. So yeah, it's really cool. And I know maybe you're not interested. You want to get to the meat of the episode, but we're getting there. I just want to say thank you to Mike and Isabella Russell for providing such a great service, being such a great company. You know, and it was a really good price. It wasn't outrageous. I don't even think I spent $30 on that intro, which is great when it comes to voiceover work. So again, musicradiocreative.com. I don't have an affiliate with them, but if you got a podcast and you want to check them out and have them do your intro, yeah, absolutely do it. I'm very, very happy with that intro. So yeah, thanks again. The other way I'm going to be changing up the episode is I'm going to be talking about news stories. If you remember, I mentioned in a previous episode that I was like, I'm going to try this and maybe it'll become a weekly thing and blah, blah, blah. Well, I haven't really worked on it until this week, and I thought, you know, this could be a thing. obviously. And I'm rambling. So anyway, here are some stories that have piqued my interest over the last week. And as always, be sure to jump over to the website, geekthispodcast.com. Let me know what you think there in the show notes, and get a hold of me on social media at Geek This Podcast, or me personally at Mr. Dave Clements. So let's go ahead and get on with the episode. First up, Nicolas Cage is Superman. So about 20 years or so ago, Tim Burton was supposed to direct a Superman film called Superman Lives, and he actually hired Nicolas Cage to play the big blue Boy Scout, and well, it didn't really work out. There's a whole documentary called The Death of Superman Lives, I believe is what it's called. I've watched it, and I want to talk about it on the podcast. Totally different episode. That's not what I'm getting at. Now, Nicolas Cage is actually getting a chance to play Superman, at least his voice. He's going to be appearing as Superman in this summer's Teen Titans Go to the Movies movie. I am so excited. I love Teen Titans Go. And he's actually one of a few different celebrity cameos that have been announced. From what I understand, there are more to come, and it's going to be pretty cool. The other two that have been announced are singer-songwriter Halsey. She'll be Wonder Woman, and the rapper Lil Yachty will be Green Lantern Jon Stewart. So that's pretty cool. It's nice to see that, given his history with Superman, between Superman Lives and the whole, I guess, scandal you could call it, for Action Comics number one being stolen from his house in LA. And then it showed up, you know, 11 years later, conveniently in a storage locker. Yeah, that's, again, another episode. But yeah, it's really cool to see that his history with Superman is finally paying off figuratively and literally. Keeping the DC train rolling, DC has announced a few more details and a list of creative teams for their new imprint, DC Black Label. If you've not heard of Black Label, I really think you're missing out on some great news, and you're probably going to miss out on some great books that are coming out. So Black Label is going to be similar to kind of the Marvel Knights or Marvel Max kind of imprints and things, because they're going to be out of continuity stories. And this will enable the writers and the creative teams of these books to make edgier, darker, more serious, probably more graphic, violent, maybe more realistic books and storylines than they could given the main line of DC books. And I think that's great when a company as big as DC or Marvel can actually look at their creative teams and go, yeah, they're capable of doing more than just fitting into this little box. Let's take them out of the box and see what they can do. And Black Label is letting them do that. That's just really cool. And you know, they're giving these teams a chance to write stories that aren't obligated to the main storyline. And I love that. And I always want books like that because they're not tied to anything, and I can jump in. You know, I don't have to have, you know, 5 years of backstory to understand what's going on now. So I'm excited. And you may be going, wait a minute, you posted an episode called Why Do I Hate DC Comics? I did. And I explained it in that episode. So go back and listen to that episode. I found myself, since releasing that episode, I've become more and more interested in what DC has to offer and what they're doing with their books. Now, there's a lot going on right now with Dark Knight's Metal and the Watchmen storyline, that, you know, that stuff is going on. I haven't really kept tabs on it because there's a lot, but I did go back to the New 52 era and I started reading The Flash. I'm reading everything up until now through, you know, Rebirth and beyond. So I'm very interested in these characters and learning more about them. And I think that Black Label is going to enhance that a little bit more. And I'm going to run through the list of books that have been announced so far, along with their creative teams. But I do want to say this. There are two Batman books here, and it's kind of sad because I feel like there's always an overkill of Batman books, you know, because he's such a popular character. And I love Batman. And that's the main thing that I've read when it comes to DC. So even though I love the work that Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo have done, because they're in this list, and I enjoyed Brian Azzarello and Lee Bermejo and what they did with Joker, I really wish they would have announced a book for each of the, like, you know, the main characters, like within the Justice League or whatever. And I'm sure they will. But that's kind of the only thing that I have to say. So we'll see how that goes. Real quick, here are the creative teams and their respective book. Frank Miller and John Romita are working on Superman Year One. John Ridley, who wrote 12 Years a Slave and has done some other work with DC that I have not read, actually, he's doing a book called The Other History of the DC Universe. Kelly Sue DeConnick is working on Wonder Woman Historia, the Amazons, which sounds like it could be really interesting. You're getting to explore the world and you know, the backstory of Wonder Woman. And so, yeah, I do find that interesting. The cover is gorgeous on it. Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo are joining again and working on Batman, The Last Night on Earth. Rumor has it Batman is walking around the desert with the Joker's head in a jar. That's appealing. Greg Rucka is working on the second Wonder Woman book from Black Label called Wonder Woman, Diana's Daughter. So interesting. I don't know any more than the title. And finally, Brian Azzarello and Lee Bermejo are working on Batman Damned, which I don't know anything about that either. So we will see. And I really, truly am excited about these books, and I want to read them all, including Superman, who I'm not a huge fan of. But I still want to read it because I really like Frank Miller. John Romita Jr. is a little hit and miss with me, but, you know, I'm going to give it a go. Switching gears over to the Marvel side of things, Wolverine now has a podcast. Yeah, that's really, really crazy. I've been doing this podcast since 2012, and it's always been one of those things where, you know, comic podcasts have always been people talking about comic books, and now things are being turned up a little bit and changed and flipped on their head, and Marvel is actually working with the company Stitcher. You've probably heard of them. Maybe you listen to the podcast on Stitcher. If you do, hello. They are actually releasing a premium, what they call scripted podcast, which is basically just an audio drama called Wolverine: The Long Night. It's going to be on Stitcher Premium. It actually is on Stitcher Premium. There are going to be a total of 10 episodes, and they will be released weekly. And the first two episodes are actually out right now. So if you're interested, if that piques your interest, awesome. But here is the description of the show. It doesn't really give a lot of depth, but it sounds about right. Special agents investigate a series of murder. Well, I totally butchered that. Special agents investigate a series of mysterious deaths in Burns, Alaska, following the arrival of a strange newcomer, a loner by the name of Logan. Like I said, not a lot to it, but if you like Wolverine, if you like podcasts, if you like audio dramas, you probably want to check this out. When I originally heard about this, I was scanning, trying to figure out what I wanted to talk about in today's episode or this week's episode, however you want to look at that. And the Wolverine, The Long Night, it just kept coming up and coming up and coming up. But I was like, I've got so many comics to read. I don't need to read about something else right now. Well, I finally clicked on it and realized what it was. And then I was a little bummed because I was like, I'm not going to be able to listen. I don't have Stitcher Premium. I don't use Stitcher. Well, they are reeling you in because they have a free trial for Stitcher Premium. And if you want to start listening to the first two episodes and listen, you can either sign up for a week trial or a month trial. And, you know, obviously you want to cancel beforehand if you don't want to keep the service, just saying. And this isn't an ad at all. I stumbled across this today and I was like, this is really interesting. I went ahead and I signed up for the Stitcher Premium trial, and I'm going to listen to what I can because this is not actually going to hit every other podcasting platform until this fall. So if you want to listen on Apple Podcasts or, you know, TuneIn or Google Play Music, any of those services, you're not going to be able to. This is exclusive to Stitcher Premium. But with this little promo code, you can check that out. I will leave it in the show notes for you guys to check out over at geekthispodcast.com. So once it's finally released in its full glory, all 10 episodes, I will try and remember to do a review of it so I can tell you what I think of it. Finally, in the last story of the day, Black Panther is still kicking some serious butt at the box office. As of this recording, Black Panther is now the 20th highest grossing movie of all time. It's beat out The Dark Knight, which was, you know, it was up there. I don't have exact numbers, but it was up there. Black Panther is currently grossing a total of $1.09 billion, with a B as in Bobby. And it hasn't even been out a full month yet. Oh, it's amazing. I really think that seeing these numbers and seeing the success is showing how important of a film that this is, that it's making connections that are deeper than just it being a superhero movie. And I feel like I didn't cover that as well as I wanted to when I did my Black Panther episode. I'm not going to go back and fix anything. I said what I said, and that is that. But I mean, this is an important movie. I mean, from a societal standpoint, and you know, and that's the more important way that we need to look at it. But even looking at it from a comic book movie standpoint, you know, it's showing that comic book movies are more than just people in tights punching each other and kicking each other. There can be depth, and there can be meaning, and there can be story and history and important things in these movies. And I'm really excited. I don't think I mentioned this before, but when Black Panther was announced, I was just like, meh, okay. But after seeing it, it's one of my favorite Marvel movies. Maybe one of my favorite movies. I need to see it a third or fourth time to really see for sure. But man, I'm going to call it now and say Infinity War is not going to surpass these numbers as much as Disney and Marvel would want them to. I don't see it happening. But yeah, I'm really excited. Congratulations to Ryan Coogler and the rest of the Black Panther crew. This is just amazing. I mean, I read that it's like the 33rd film to ever hit over $1 billion before it's left theaters. That's just amazing. So that is how I am going to end the episode on that high note. Please let me know what you think of this news format. Do you like it? Is there anything I could do? Do you wish the episode was longer? Do you wish it was shorter? You know, hey, even throw some suggestions at me and let me know what you would like to hear in the next news thing. I will try to announce it a little bit ahead of time. It's been a pretty busy week. And here in a little bit, I do want to announce something else. But yeah, if you want to be involved, please let me know. I would love to hear what you guys want me to talk about as far as news goes, and really any other episode or topic that you would like to hear me cover. Now, before I totally close out the podcast, I am excited to say that my wife and I are starting a new podcast that is going to officially be part of what is going to be called the Geek This Network. It only includes this current show that you're listening to and the new show, but hopefully in the near future, there will be more shows added. So, you know, you'll be able to find both shows, Geek This and this new one called Lock, Schlock, and Barrel. You will be able to find both of those at geekthispodcast.com. And I really hope you subscribe. We recorded a trailer of sorts, and it didn't really work as well as I wanted to. So I didn't have it ready to share in this episode. I really, really wanted to, but it didn't really work out. So look for that in the coming weeks. Hopefully by the time April rolls around, we'll have an episode or two out for you to listen to. We've actually I guess I'm kind of not explaining what it is. Basically, what we're going to do is we are going to randomly select a movie that you can watch on a streaming service, whether that's a Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, if it's on YouTube, or even if it's a video on demand, like rental service, like Vudu or something like that. It's something that is available, something you don't have to go to the depths of the earth to find. We're going to randomly choose a movie. We've got a list of almost 100 movies, I think. We're going to randomly choose one, and we're going to sit down, we're going to watch it, and we're going to talk about it. We're not really going to review it. We're just going to talk about it, and then we're going to give it a ranking that is either lock, meaning it's a good movie and you should watch it, schlock, which means it is a bad movie, but you really shouldn't miss it because it is that bad and that good all at the same time, and barrel, meaning it is a terrible movie and you should not waste your time on it. In fact, that is the slogan for the podcast. Don't waste your time, waste hours. So that is coming really soon. I am really, really excited. Keep watching the social media channels, and I will definitely be posting more thoughts and more kind of behind the scenes things, and probably even pre-release the way you can subscribe to it. So, yeah, that's going to do it. I'm really excited. If you would like to comment on this episode or any of the others that I have released since 2012, you can go to geekthispodcast.com and you can add your thoughts to the show notes. You can find all of the social media links and even subscribe while you're there. I've made it super simple. Just go to the website, click on the subscribe button of your choice, and that's it. You're good to go. You won't miss any episodes. So that does it for Geek This week. Keep geeking out about whatever your thing is, and I will talk to you next week.